Hey there, what are you doing?
Just looking at birds.
Welcome. I'm your host, Chris. Join me as I interview avid birders to learn more about birds, birding, and those who love both. Today I'm recording here at the San Diego Bird Festival, and I'm interviewing festival goers that stop by my table to share a little bit about their birding experiences. My next guest is David from Greenville, Texas, and he's here at the San Diego Bird Festival. Why don't you tell us about one of your trips that you've been on this weekend?
Yeah, this is my first time in California, which is it's a gorgeous place. I mean, so many hills, and it's just green, and it was really amazing. It's a pretty dry out right now here in Dallas, so big difference. So I went to the Birding the Border trip, and that was really cool. We got to see a lot of specialties right near Tijuana. You could actually look into Tijuana.
Yeah.
So that was a really gorgeous area, too. And we saw some really cool California gnatcatchers, some thrashers, Rufous Crown Sparrow, just things I hadn't even heard of those things. Like everyone, like the guides were excited. And you know, when the guides are excited, it's going to be a great time.
Something special.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really cool to see. Yeah, just a great time. The guides are wonderful. We also saw some Ridgeway's rail.
Okay.
That was really cool. Yeah. There was actually like a group before us that had wanted to get it, and we ended up getting two, and they unfortunately didn't get it. We got one for them, one for us.
There you go. You caught up.
Yeah, exactly. So that border trip was really cool. Really enjoyed that a lot.
When you think back, how did you get into birding?
So I don't know if you heard of this show called Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
So it's a vile show. I'll tell you that right now. In that episode, one of the main characters, he starts hearing a bird. He kind of starts hallucinating.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's saying cheeseburger.
Okay.
Cheeseburger. And the Carolina chickadee is that bird.
Oh.
And so I actually went outside when, you know, I like hiking a lot, and I heard that bird, and I was like, hey, I recognize that cheeseburger. And then it just escalates from there. You know, like,
funny.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
Yeah.
So, you know, you get the Merlin app, and it just goes, it's a slippery slope.
From there.
Birding, yeah.
I know when you first mentioned that show, I was trying to make the connection. I was like, how does that tie into birding?
Right? It's such a weird thing, but that's what got me in there.
But it worked.
Yeah.
When you think back further, before you got into birding, what's your earliest memory of a bird?
Both of my parents are from Mexico, and my grandfather was actually a falconer. So really seeing him, you know, just observing him and his falcons, that relationship they had, I thought that was really interesting. And now one of my cousins over there does the same thing, and they really have like a really deep roots with just nature and the native people over there, and like they just see the falcons as kind of like something that's very close to like even the gods. So it's just very interesting. That's kind of my earliest memory of birds or something like that.
Yeah, it's quite a connection. Do you remember any of the particular birds that your uncle grandfather had?
No, I actually don't know any of the names of the birds, unfortunately. Yeah. But
just various birds of prey.
Yeah.
Do you remember how old you were when you got to see those birds?
I think it was around 8 when I first started seeing them, and then he actually stopped doing that, I think, when I was like around 13. He got a little bit older, and he just kind of gave that up. But yeah, my cousin picked that up now, and he's in Mexico, and he's doing that.
Nice. Yeah, I imagine that's quite an incredible experience, seeing birds of that size so close.
Yeah, it was really cool.
When you think of all your birding experiences after your experience with the Trailer Park Show, what is a memorable experience that pops out?
I went to the Rio Grande Festival in 2021, and I met this guy named Bill Clark.
Okay.
And he's like the raptor guy down in the valley. And I went on a trip with him, and it was just phenomenal. I mean, he could see a raptor from like it was a dot to me in the sky. And he was like, oh, that's a broad-winged hawk. And it was just amazing learning from him. And he's also so welcoming. He's such a people person. And I realized like, this is just such a nice community. Yeah. Everyone knew him and spoke so well of him. And it's just kind of inspired me to get more involved with the community. I want to, you know, do more like volunteering work and stuff like that. That's something that I think about quite often and pushes me to, like, sometimes when I'm not feeling it, I just go out and bird.
Yeah.
I think of people like that. It's just inspiring.
Yeah, that is wonderful. From that trip, do you remember any of the raptors you saw?
Yeah, we saw something called the hook-billed kite.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was really cool. Again, like I said, you know, when the guides get excited, you know, yeah, it's something really, really good.
Well, it's funny, I hadn't heard of that bird until last year when I was at the Rio Grande Valley Bird Festival, and they had mentioned a sighting of the hook-billed kite,
yeah,
and that it was a rare sighting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I personally didn't get to see it, but everyone else was very excited to have seen it.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much how it goes for me, is like, I didn't know any of the birds about the valley, but it's just kind of, you go in blind, and it's just even that much more exciting. You're not expecting a hook-billed kite, and they're actually really interesting looking.
Like, yes.
You don't think a bird would look like that. They look kind of a little dorky, but it's pretty cool to see one.
It is. Yeah, well, it was great having you on today, and I appreciate you sharing your experience.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
My next guest is Luke from Orange County. Glad to have you here today, Luke.
Hey.
So you're here at the San Diego Bird Festival, and what is something you came here for? Why don't you tell us about one of the trips you went on at the festival?
Today we did a big day. We've kind of been all over, pretty cool. I think total we got 116 birds.
Wow.
So while it's been a downpour, so that's been really nice. A few lifers for me, like the Lewis woodpecker, which has evaded me a few times. So that was really cool to just see, like, so obvious and easy to spot. Little blue. I got also a lot of year listers I was looking for. So tri-colored heron, which was beautiful bird, and some other more obvious ones like red-breasted merganser and stuff like that. So yeah, on top of my head, I can't remember all the lifers, but
sure, there's a lot of birds you've seen today.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us how you got into birding?
Well, I first got into birding. We came back from a trip because we were already big into hiking.
Mm-hmm.
We came back from Olympic National Park in Washington.
Yeah.
And I'd always loved nature and like just seeing things, but obviously mammals aren't that easy to see.
Yeah.
So we came back and we watched the Big Year, the movie, and it was just on TV, and we watched it. Next day, we went to one of the top birding hotspots in my county, Bolsa Chica. And I guess it kind of just grew from there.
Hmm. Do you remember any of the birds you saw then at that
trip? Oh, it was, I did see reddish egret. So that was also another one I got for this year.
Nice.
And this trip, some other cool like peeps and terns, just stuff like that. Great blue, my first eBird checklist. So it was
nice,
pretty cool.
When you think back further, what do you think is your earliest memory of a bird?
My earliest memory of a bird. Before I got into birding, I never really realized or really took an account. I knew birds were just there. I just never realized that there were so many, and I guess how most birders are, until you're actually looking, you don't actually see it. But I don't know, maybe just the house finch or some crow here and there. Or in like fourth grade, we learned about chickadees, stuff like that. So
it's probably from there is where you first remember hearing about birds.
Yeah.
And if you think about the time since then, after you got into birding from watching that movie, The Big Year, and then getting further in, what's a memorable experience you have of an encounter with a bird since then?
Well, one really memorable experience was, this was my first like big birding trip. I'd only been into it for like maybe 8 months, and we were coming back from seeing family in Florida, and my dad randomly stopped, just a surprise trip in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up calling around, and the Sky Mountains or whatever, Chiricahua Mountains, Sky Islands, we were calling around, and they're like, oh, are you here for the eared quetzal that was seen? And we're like, yeah, definitely. And so we ended up going down there, and that was a really cool trip. It's the small town. They have like three buildings. The only shop is also the only hotel and restaurant in town. And then like, a quarter mile away, there's the only post office, which is also the library in the town.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so quaint. It was definitely an experience.
Sure.
And of course, just seeing the quetzal there, that was really cool. Just bouncing around on the trees at this nice hobo guy that said he could talk to birds with a mourning dove on his shoulder. That was definitely interesting.
When you went out to see that eared quetzal, do you remember if it was very difficult? Did you spend hours out there? Were you more fortunate to see it sooner?
Not really. It already been there for a few months, so there was this specific tree that it liked. It was one of the biggest of this tree, like in the world, I guess, of this Topin Berry, I think.
Okay.
This berry tree that it liked. And we were just there. There were a few other people that were able to point it out. And we were just driving by and hopped out. It was there. And we saw it. So that was really cool. We were definitely fortunate because, especially at that time, I wasn't as like attuned. So
otherwise,
I probably wouldn't have been able to find it.
Spot it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing some of your experience, and I hope you get a chance to see a few more birds this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
My next guest is Wendy from New Orleans, and she's here at the San Diego Birding Festival. Can you tell us about one of the trips you went on this weekend?
Yes, we went to La Jolla yesterday, and I got three life birds.
Oh, wow. What were they?
Black-vented shearwater, black turnstone, and the one bird I've been waiting to see for probably about 20 years, the wandering tattler.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about that last one, the wandering tattler? What do those look like?
I would have to say, if you're familiar with birds, they look a little like a sandpiper.
Okay.
It's kind of not the prettiest bird, so for people who aren't used to birds, they might say, oh, it's okay, it's brown,
yeah,
and it's got yellow legs, but I happen to like them. So.
Yes. Well, that's great that you're able to see one.
Yes.
How did you get into birding?
I was a volunteer at Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve in New Orleans. It was in the Cypress Swamp.
Okay.
And I was dive-bound by a prothonotary warbler because I had gotten too close to his nest.
Huh. That's quite a way to get started.
Yeah.
How did it kind of go from there as far as you getting more into birding?
Well, I realized I was living on the Gulf Coast, more specifically New Orleans, that is a migrant trap for the eastern part of the country.
Yeah.
And migrants just were at that point in the mid-90s dropping out of the sky during spring and fall fallouts. So after that, I've just been hooked.
Yeah. When you think back even earlier, what's your earliest memory of a bird?
I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and so my mom always told me to watch for the robins, because when the robins came, we'd finally be losing some of the snow. And so we would always watch for robins.
Yeah. I've heard that there's been quite a lot of American robins here this weekend in San Diego.
Yeah.
When you think of the birding you've done, what is a memorable experience that pops into your mind?
I think when I was in Ecuador and I saw my first sword-billed hummingbird.
Oh.
It's the most unlikely bird because its bill is so long.
Yeah.
So it can get into those deep tubular flowers. And it was just fascinating seeing that bird be able to fly with that bill being so long.
So long. It looks like it wouldn't be able to carry it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today and sharing some of your experiences.
Well, thank you.
So my next guest is David from Nebraska. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So you came this weekend to the San Diego Birding Festival, and can you tell us about one of the trips you went on?
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go on any of the trips because of the weather we've been having. All the trips I signed up for have been canceled because of the rain. We'll go birding in the morning. Tomorrow, Sunday, is supposed to be better weather, so looking forward to that.
Very good. Can you tell us about another recent birding outing you might have had?
Sure. I had Monday, this past Monday, off as a holiday, so I went out to Lake Morena here in San Diego County.
Okay.
There had been some reportings on eBird of people seeing mountain quail.
Oh.
So I thought, okay, let's go check that out. Got up there, talked to the ranger. He said, I've been working here 3 years, never seen mountain quail. But he said, there's some California quail right there in the parking lot. So pulled in, there's like 20 California quail there. I was like, okay, this place is pretty good.
Yeah.
Went for a short walk, maybe an hour. And I got super, super excited at one point because I thought I saw for the first time in my life a mountain lion.
Oh.
Turned out it was just a big, rugged, rough-looking tabby cat. But I did get a really amazing look at a male northern harrier. It's the first time I'd ever seen one that kind of white. I didn't realize they were that kind of sexually dimorphic with the colors.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. A friend of mine had to tell me what it was. I thought it was a kite or something. It was just so white. I'd never seen a harrier like that. So that was super cool.
Very good. Can you tell us how you got into birding?
I don't know. I think probably like a lot of people, it was maybe a gradual experience. I still do love going out hiking, but I think as a lot of people do, you get older, you slow down a little bit. And I think as you slow down, you start looking at things more closely. And now we really love going out hiking, looking at the birds, looking at the animals, the trees, everything else we see, and just taking it slower and appreciating a lot more the other stuff that we see out there.
Yeah. When you think back before that, what is your earliest memory of a bird?
Interesting. Here at the San Diego Bird Festival, there's this used bookstore sale there, which is great. We've got like 10 books. But one of the books was this Golden Field Guide to North American Birds, published, I don't know, I'm sure sometime in the 80s. And that is one of my first birding memories because I remember in 1984, my family took a trip out to the Grand Canyon and my siblings all wanted to go on a helicopter tour. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I tell you what, I don't want to go on a helicopter tour. I want that bird book. And so my dad bought me the bird book and he brought my brother and sister on the helicopter tour.
Yeah.
And that book is probably still sitting in my parents' house somewhere. But it was cool to find the exact same copy here at the San Diego Bird Festival. Cool to see some of these older bird books, see what they have in there, see how they evolve, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
But that really brought back not memories of birding, but memories of, you know, looking at birds.
Sure. Some of the first times you learned more about birds.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
When you think about the times you've gone birding, hiking, and so on, what is a memorable experience you've had with a bird?
Yeah, the first thing that came to mind was the white-bellied sea eagle. It was memorable for a couple of reasons. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were on a hike. We were actually living in Hong Kong at the time. Mm-hmm. And we were going on a pretty big, about a 12-mile hike, lots of exposure along this ridge. And we just, I don't even remember the exact scenario, but we were walking on this ridge. All of a sudden, we looked down to our left, and there was a white-bellied seagull just below us. So we weren't looking up at it. We were looking down at it. And that was amazing. Hong Kong is actually a really amazing place for birds. Black-tailed kites everywhere. So we got used to seeing those every day. Really big, beautiful raptor. But this white-bellied seagull was just gigantic.
Yeah.
And it was just a really cool perspective to see it from, to be looking down on a soaring bird like that instead of looking up at it.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing that came to my mind with that question.
That's pretty neat. Well, I appreciate you sharing some of your experiences with birds, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
My next guest is Robert from here in San Diego. Thanks for joining us today, Robert.
Thank you, Chris. Nice to be here.
So, is this your first festival?
It is actually, even though I'm on the board of the San Diego Audubon, it's the first time I've actually made it to the Bird Festival. We also do theater, and I usually have a show this weekend, but okay. Sunday was free, so we said, let's go down and check it out.
Perfect. Were you able to see any birds this weekend?
Well, before we came here, actually, my wife and I went down to the San Diego River because I saw a new lifer called a snow goose on Friday on my weekly bird walk, and she didn't get to see it.
Oh.
So we went and walked along the river to see if we could catch it, but the bird had hightailed it out of there, and we didn't see him. So,
but at least you got to see it.
At least I got to see it, yeah. We did see some fun birds. We saw some widgeons down there and little blue heron, which is always cute. Yeah.
How did you get into birding?
Funny story. My mom is a birder.
Okay.
And for years and years and years, I thought it was the most ridiculous, dorky hobby that you could ever think of.
Yeah.
And then I was a big fan of Steve Martin, still am. And he made a movie called The Big Year.
Yeah.
And so I took my mom to go see that movie. And about halfway through, I leaned over to my wife and I said, God, that actually looks like a really fun hobby. And the next time my mom went birding, I went along. And it's just been all downhill since then. So.
How cool. Do you remember anything about that first trip with mom?
I certainly do. Yeah. We went to a bird sanctuary up in Irvine because we were going to Disneyland with my sister and her family. And my mom and I woke up early one morning, and one of the best birding preserves in the world is up in Irvine, right off the UC Irvine campus there.
Huh.
And called the San Joaquin Wildlife Preserve.
Okay.
And so we went down, and there's a spot you can park the car. My mom doesn't get around so good anymore.
Yeah.
And we just parked the car and sat there and looked out over this little wetlands, and we probably saw, 15 or 20 species of birds. And I was like, this is it,
Very cool.
This is where I'm at now. So, yeah.
When you think back before you got into birding, what's your earliest memory of a bird?
Not a good one.
Okay.
There used to be a thing up in Orange County called the Lion Country Safari.
Okay.
And we were there one time, and I was wearing a shirt with a picture of a fish on it.
Yeah.
And we were walking along the little boardwalk that they had, and there's a pelican standing there. And the pelican saw the picture of the fish on my shirt and came over and tried to eat the picture of the fish on my shirt. And I remember being scared of pelicans for about 5 years after that. So.
That's quite reasonable.
Yeah.
With the birding you've done since then, what's your most memorable? I'm sure you have many, but what's one that comes to mind, a memorable birding experience?
Absolutely. We were in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and we go there every winter. It's our little getaway from the madness that San Diego is around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I had always wanted to see a bird known as an Inca dove.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. One of my earliest misidentifications actually was a California towhee that I thought was an Inca dove.
Okay.
And luckily, the nice people at eBird corrected my misimpression.
Sure.
So I didn't record an incorrect species, but I'd always wanted to see one. And so we were out in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and I had 299 species on my life list.
Oh.
And we were walking along, and there in this park, you know, we were out birding, and I saw a bird sitting on the ground, and I said, honey, I think that's an Inca dove. And we went over and looked and close enough, and sure enough, it was. And so it was my 300th bird, that's great. One that I had wanted to see literally my entire career as a birder. So,
oh, cool. Yeah. I actually saw my first one last year, and I was just so impressed by the almost ornate feathering.
Yes.
It looks completely different from another dove.
Yeah, yeah.
So beautiful.
It's true. Really a spectacular bird if you see it up close. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing some of your birding experiences with us, and it was great having you on.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you.
So my next guest is Felicia from here in San Diego. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about your festival experience here this weekend?
Well, this is my first time to the Bird Festival, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. I mean, all the live birds in there, the bookstore, and then all the vendors, some really, really interesting products that are here.
Yeah.
So, and this is a great venue for it because it has so many different rooms to facilitate everybody.
Sure. And it's a beautiful day today. We've got a little relief
exactly
from the rain.
From the rain. The sun came out. And so it's a beautiful day in San Diego. Thank God.
Yes. So how did you get into birding?
Well, how did I get into birding? Well, I'm looking to participate with the San Diego Audubon Society. Mm-hmm. So I'm just checking out the festival and seeing how it's laid out, how it's set up. And also, I love birds. I'll see a bird and I'm like, oh my God, look at that hummingbird, it's so cute. Or, yeah, you know, oh my God, look at that. Robin, it's so, the coat's so red. And I've loved birds all my life. Who doesn't? They're so beautiful. I was just thinking, which is the most beautiful, birds or fish? Because I think, I think those are the two most beautiful species on Earth. I mean, there are a lot of beautiful things, but
sure.
In a group, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Birds and fish, they're running neck and neck.
Yeah. When you think back, what do you think is your earliest memory of a bird?
Well, when I think back, the earliest memory of a bird is when I lived in Connecticut. That's where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived there until I was 8. So we used to always, when they migrated south, that was like activity.
Yeah.
We would look up in the sky and we'd say, oh, wow, they're migrating. The birds are migrating. So, you know, that's how I became acclimated with birds, because it was like, it was a big event. Like,
sure.
Because you could see them all, like.
So many.
So many, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's get our luggage. We're going down to Florida.
Somewhere warm.
Somewhere warm, yeah. And that was pretty cool to see that. And then like clockwork, you know, it would happen at a certain time of the year.
Yeah.
And they were gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a pretty cool thing.
When you think about some of the birds you've seen, what pops up as a memorable birding experience outside of this migration that you just shared?
Yeah. Well, I, like I said, one of my favorites, I do love the hummingbird because it's so tiny and so cute.
Yeah.
But one, would you categorize a peacock as a bird?
Yeah, sure.
For sure, right? So, once again, back when I was living in Connecticut, we used to go to the zoo all the time.
Yeah.
And the peacock there, it would just like open up his feather and strut around for everybody. And that has stayed with me, you know, since, because it just was like, look at me. I am beautiful. I'm a peacock. Look at my feathers. Yeah, I know I got it going on. So, you know, that really started my love for birds and their beauty.
Such a beautiful sight.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we appreciate you sharing some of your birding experiences with us. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was a pleasure.
My next guest is Anitra from San Diego. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for asking me.
So here at the San Diego Bird Festival, can you tell us a little bit about your experience this year?
So it's been interesting because we've had a lot of rain this time.
Yeah.
And I'm giving walks, and this time they had me slated all 4 days.
Yeah.
And I give walks in Tecolote Canyon, which is a local urban canyon.
Okay.
It's been really nice, except for yesterday when it poured.
Yes.
And we didn't get quite the birds we wanted. But we got our usuals. We get our California thrasher and our wren tit. Mm-hmm. We saw our California scrub jays.
Mm.
Hermit thrush were there. And we hit our trifecta on our hawks. So we get red shoulder, red tail, and Coopers.
Oh, great.
We did have osprey, and we had peregrine today.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That sounds like a very productive walk.
It was.
How did you get into birding?
Gosh, I probably got into birding because I was a biology major. Mm-hmm. And friends were always asking me, what's that? What is that there? What's that plant? What's that animal?
Sure.
What's that bird? And I try to answer them, but I think it was when I was in a trip in the desert.
Yeah.
And I saw this bird and I'm going, what the heck is that? And so I like really burned it into my memory, took it home, and it ended up being a loggerhead shrike.
Oh, wow. Those are beautiful birds.
When I read about it and how it exists and how it survives in, it was in our desert.
Yeah.
I think was the spark bird for me. That's what got me going.
How nice.
Yeah.
When you think back before then, what is your earliest memory of a bird?
Probably as a kid back east. I'm from New York, and everybody, you know, kids all learn robins.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. And right now we're getting a glut of them. So it's like, yeah. Wow, where'd these come from? So, yeah. So that's my first memory, probably just seeing them in the neighborhood. And, oh, there's a robin. Yeah. And okay.
Do you remember associating the word robin more with their what they look like or their sound?
More with what they look like. Yeah. You know, it's a red-breasted robin. It's
sure.
I didn't call it American robin at that time. But
correct.
Yeah. So it was mostly, that's a pretty bird that you remember.
That you saw.
Yeah.
When you think of, I'm sure you have many birding experiences, what's a memorable one that pops into your mind now?
So I think it's, well, I'm just going to say, anytime I see a bird unexpectedly.
Yeah.
But, and I, on this particular walk, I had a wonderful time when we, there's a bird nest, a red shoulder bird nest that I've been following.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that they weren't going to come back this season.
Yeah.
It really looked like the nest was disheveled. And then I noticed the nest was being built up and I just wasn't seeing the bird there.
Yeah.
I was scouting for the festival, and there she was. And I was just, yeah, right. There was a runner down the road, and she was looking at me like, are you all right? But I had, that's me. That moment is probably the most memorable.
That is a wonderful moment. Well, thank you for sharing some of your birding experiences with us
today. You're welcome. I had a great time. Thank you.
My next guest is Greg from Lynchburg, Virginia. Thanks for coming on, Greg.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about a recent birding experience you've had?
Well, my favorite thing with birding is coming here to San Diego for the Bird Festival each year. Back in the early 90s, I had come down here to Marina Village to see the Bird Festival firsthand on a rumor. And it was kind of neat to look at all the optics in the exhibit hall, but particularly some of the things they had them trained on.
Yeah.
And on the occasion that I would join the Audubon Society for a cleanup mission at the San Diego River Estuary, some people would set up bird scopes.
Yeah. And then you'd have a chance to see some things. Do you remember any of the birds you might have spotted during some of those outings?
My favorite was one that I captured on a point-and-shoot camera through one of the bird scopes of simply a blue heron.
Hmm.
And it was just browsing the reeds.
Yeah.
And the bird scope gave it a parenthesis-shaped shadow, which I thought, look, oh my gosh, I couldn't have done that with Photoshop.
Yeah. How neat. How did you get into birding?
Well, I consider myself more of a bird watcher because I'm not that well-versed in identifying them.
Okay.
There are certain unmistakable birds, and I've also come to understand there's a huge difference in the panoply of birds in San Diego versus those in Central Virginia.
Yes.
My brother-in-law put a bird feeder station on the breakfast nook window outside the kitchen. And that has gone further to give me exposure to different species than
that's
anything else.
Quite a treat each time you have breakfast.
Oh, it is. It is. Especially when you fill it. you know, it starts to get slower and slower as the supply of seed depletes in the variety. And then you fill it, and it doesn't take them long to figure out that something's happened.
There's more food available. When you think back further, what's your earliest memory of a bird?
My sister's parakeet, Nibbles. And I'm told that touching with a beak is a sign of acceptance.
Okay.
With a bird. It was just a run-of-the-mill green parakeet.
Yeah. But it had shown you that sign of acceptance by touching you with its beak.
Yes.
When you think of some of the other bird watching experiences you've had since then, what do you think is one memorable one you'd like to share?
One morning out on the San Diego River Estuary, we were doing cleanup and restoration activity with the Audubon Society. Mm-hmm. And I was out there with my point and shoot, taking photos for the archive. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, "Hey, look, here's a burrowing owl."
Oh.
And in one of the sandy berms.
Yeah.
Facing away from the bicycle trail toward the fence in a closed-off restoration area, there was a burrowing owl.
Mm.
He only stood 6-7 inches tall.
Yeah.
And oh, totally unforgettable.
I remember the first time I saw one. Such a tiny little owl. You can't believe it. It's like a miniature version of the other owls we'd seen. And then it's on the ground as well.
Yeah, and you wonder, my gosh, are there rodents small enough for them to eat?
To prey on, I know. Well, I appreciate you sharing some of your birding experiences, and thank you for coming on.
All a delight to me. Thank you.
My next guest is Margaret Harmon, the author and illustrator of A Field Guide to North American Birders, a Parody. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
So, can you tell us a little bit about some recent birding you've done?
Well, the birding I've been doing during the pandemic has been in our yard a lot.
Yeah.
And we have a spotted towhee
that
is in our yard. And it's the most beautiful bird. And it's a joke. Everybody calls it, "Oh, your bird is here." I call him my bird. So, well, I love that bird.
That's great. When the towhee visits your yard, what does it usually come for?
Food, but also we have let our yard go wild. It has native plants in it, and they're ground nesters, and so we're not letting anybody trim anything, and I'm not trimming anything.
Sure.
So it's a tiny bird sanctuary in the middle of North Pacific Beach.
It's a great habitat for that towhee.
Yes.
How did you get into birding?
I was an only child of a biology professor who was charismatic. Mm-hmm. And number one, he collected, in those days, you collected animals on field trips that we don't do anymore.
Yeah.
But if any possum was hit on a street and then had babies stuck to it, people brought him into my dad. But my dad did not feed them or take care of them. He'd put them in a cage.
Oh.
So I would go there after school every day and water them and feed them and look at their jaw shape or find out what species they were and then find stuff to eat. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I even had a flying squirrel one time. So and a chuckawalla that would sit on the lawn and wait for me to bring him dandelions. I mean, he didn't run away.
Yeah.
I mean, it was thrilling.
Quite an experience as a young person to be able to see so many different animals.
Yes.
And then coming to birding, what do you think is your earliest memory of a bird?
Actually, when I was a baby, I don't know about it, but they had a canary was in my bedroom, and they said they knew when I woke up because the canary started singing. Huh. So, Petey, his name was.
Yeah, how cute. When you think of some of the times you've had to observe birds, what is a memorable experience you've had observing a bird or encountering a bird?
Something that I love is here at the festival, they show you parrots and animals and birds in the parrot family.
Yeah.
And they used to let you have the bird sit on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make the same sound back to the bird, it goes, you don't know what you're saying. It could be swearing. I mean, you don't know. But the last time we did that, the bird evidently bonded to whatever I was saying was evidently what he wanted to hear.
Yeah.
And he kept running around on my shoulders. They couldn't get him. It took two people to capture him to take him back to his cage. And I take that as a compliment because animals are, humans can lie to you, adults, but kids and animals tell you the truth.
Yeah, very sincere.
Oh, very sincere. I loved that.
Before we go, would you like to tell our audience about your book?
Oh, A Field Guide to North American Birders, a Parody, is a field guide to birders, not to birds. Mm-hmm. And you find who you are. You find your own style of birding, and you honor that. Like, I'm a therian owl, Athena cogitatio. You know your name in good Latin. It gives you gravitas. And on the serious point of the book is, on an interdependent Earth, there is no trivial birder. We each vote. We each eat stuff. We each drive. Mm-hmm. We each recycle. So everybody, find yourself in this birder guide and know that you're valuable.
Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing a little bit about your birding experience.
Thank you for doing this.
And that will do it for our San Diego Birding Festival episode. I'd like to thank all of my guests that stopped by and everyone else who said hello. If you enjoyed the episode, please follow or subscribe. And if you're listening on Apple, leave a rating or review. Until next time, keep looking at birds.